Rodgers win. Get out the salami and cheese, mama. This ball game is over. There you go, folks. It's all good. It's all good.
What's up, everybody? Special emergency pod edition. Sorry, we couldn't wait. We couldn't wait till Sunday. We had to get it done today, right now. What do you think, Akshay? Good move?
Oh boy. Good move. But we'll dive into it a little bit more in more detail. I think it's a great move, especially when you look at all the contracts and everything.
Hold on. You're getting way too ahead of yourself, man. Let's introduce ourselves, man. My name is Talib. This is Akshay here, welcoming everyone to the special emergency, the Untitled Raptors podcast. This is a special edition. We're not naming this episode 10 or episode 11. Emergency. Quick, short, get to the point. All right, Akshay, what do you think of trade deadline? This guy gets too much.
Oh, NBA trade deadline. Great. I'm surprised that the NHL has like a 10-hour show for their trade deadline. The NBA needs it, man. The last couple of years has been crazy. You could easily go 10 hours on the NBA trade deadline. You could go 48 hours on the NBA trade deadline. Anyways, let's get to the Raptor news. So they actually made three trades. Not like anybody's going to remember two of them, but they did make three trades. They made the big one, which was Marc Gasol for Valanciunas, CJ Miles, and DeLon Wright. And they made two smaller trades, Monroe and a second round pick for cash. And yesterday they made a trade where they traded Malachi for cash, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's nothing. So a couple of before we get into the big one, the Monroe trade and the Malachi trade. The Malachi trade made sense because they were doing some tax savings. The Monroe trade doesn't even have tax savings because he's on a minimum contract. So I'm not 100% sure why they've done that. I think that's one of those trades that a week down the road we'll understand a little bit more. Maybe they just prefer Chris Boucher as their third string center over Monroe, so they decide to let him go.
Maybe they actually heard the Terp podcast and heard me talking about how bad defensively Monroe is. So they're like, you know what? Chris Boucher is better than this thing, so let's do this.
Yeah, so I think maybe that's what it is. I mean, we'll talk about it later, but they only have 10 people on their roster right now, so they got to fill it in. Or they're violating the CBA. So they have, I think, 14 days to fill it all in. Okay, the big trade. Marc Gasol for Jonas, CJ Miles, your other whipping boy, and DeLon Wright. So before we get into the analysis of it, contracts, next year, Marc Gasol has a $25 million player option. He's going to pick it up. The other players are all pretty much gone, too, if they were on the Raptors for the most part, I think. Or they would pick up their player options. So it's a very similar situation. So Jonas had a $17 million player option. That one I can see maybe him picking up, maybe not picking up. CJ Miles has $8 million. He would probably pick that one up. And DeLon Wright was a restricted free agent. He's going to get paid by somebody, and the Raptors are not going to be able to match it. So he was going to be gone 100%. CJ Miles probably would be here because he's going to pick up his option. And Jonas is kind of 50-50 on it. So in terms of contracts, they line up really well. And so let's get the money out of the way. Talib, you messaged me at 1:54 p.m. today. You were my Woj bomb.
The Woj bomb. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your Slack Woj bomb worked, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I work. I had a Woj Slack tweet added to my work Slack. So anytime Woj messaged, it pop up. I saw a lot of useless messages for like the last 2 days, but some good ones obviously paid off. So you talking about the salary cap, I think. So actually, quick question. Is this trade a really good trade for if the Raptors right now, salary cap wise, and then next year and the year after? Does it set us up well for the future or no?
I mean, so for this year, you're kind of saying like the salary's kind of offset this year. CJ Miles and Valanciunas, they offset each other for money this year. They even offset each other next year. The real question is whether Valanciunas picks up his player option or not.
All right. What about next year? Next year, option, right? It's a player option.
Yeah, they all have player options. So does Valanciunas pick it up? If he doesn't, then you save yourself $17 million because you know Marc Gasol is going to pick up $25 million. That's 100%.
Also, and the fact is, just a quick question, DeLon Wright being restricted free agent, would he be... So if we were to re-sign him, we'd have to pay him a lot more. Now, what is he making right now?
Oh, he's making it a minimum, so he's probably under $5 million right now. I can't remember what the exact...
He'd definitely get paid as well. So someone would have to be shipped out in the summer.
Yeah, he's not going to get signed because somebody's going to give him... Like, there's so many teams that need a point guard. Like, think of a Phoenix, right? So they'll throw maybe a 44 contract at him, you know, like $10 million a year, kind of like a norm contract they'll throw at him. because you know that's what he's worth now, and there's no way the Raptors can afford. And at this point, DeLon Wright's kind of a luxury for the Raptors, so he's going to be gone regardless.
Okay, so exciting to see. Numbers-wise, I looked at the better numbers here. Now, Jonas and Marc Gasol's games are a little different, right? But they're not exactly too different apart. One thing is Marc Gasol's very used to the pick-and-roll offense, and we've talked about the pick-and-roll offense, and he played this pick-and-roll offense with Mike Conley over in Memphis. So I feel the transition to moving into Kyle Lowry, that same pick-pop off pick and roll offense would be really good. What Marc Gasol is really good at is his shooting. He is a very good shooter. He was one of the first few players in the league who came out with that stretch four. He was really showing that off very early in his career. Now, remains to be seen if he can still pull that. He's still shooting, I think, 38% from threes, which is a pretty respectable number. So you're actually not, you are guarding him at the top of the key. Right, so that's a really good thing that we're bringing him. Rebounding.
He's shooting 34% on four attempts, so it's good. It's good.
Four attempts?
Yep, yeah, on four attempts. And Kawhi Leonard is out for tonight with a sore left knee.
Oh.
Breaking while we're recording.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy. This is going to be a tough one. Oh, God. There's nine players in the roster. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Patrick McCaw, Chris Boucher, you get some minutes here. All right, this could be a rough one tonight, guys, and it's against Atlanta, so it's like.
Chris Boucher's not playing because he hasn't they have to call him up, and he didn't travel with them.
Oh, so this is Jordan Lloyd coming in today?
Yeah, there's nine. I don't know if he's on it too.
All right, we'll find out later on. Anyways, so going back to the trade, I think the trade is a really good one for Marc Gasol. Numbers wise, Raptor fans, I think this is he dominates inside the post as well. He's a great rebounder. You got to forget this guy was an All NBA player. Defensive player of the year. So the defensive game is fantastic. Also, quick fact, he's reuniting with the Spanish assistant coach who play that pick and roll offense really, really well. So Serge, Marc Gasol, all Spanish team guys as well. So it'll be good to hopefully have that chemistry pretty easy going. The rest, I think, CJ Miles, man, great, great player. I was just talking about him. We were talking about how he's picking up last few games. So it'll be tough to see CJ go in that. DeLon as well. He had a great game last game, but again, three-point shooting. But this doesn't solve our needs that I spoke about in the last podcast, which is three-point shooting and bench strength. And I feel like I'm a little torn about it. I love the Marc Gasol thing, but I feel our bench is still weak.
I think it helps your three-point shooting a lot. For a guy who loves Brook Lopez so much, he's literally Toronto's Brook Lopez.
Lopez has got the step back. That's what I love so much. All right. Brook Lopez is a different thing.
But that's the thing. So, like, whenever the opposition play Toronto, they basically pack the paint on the centers because their centers can't shoot at all, right? Like, JV can't shoot. Serge is not a good shooter. And now you actually have to respect the center.
Absolutely. I think that's a good move to combat the Milwaukee move that happened earlier this morning with Nikola Mirotic going over. So it's going to be like Brook Lopez and Nikola Mirotic. Oh, my God. They're basically going to bring out the centers, and Giannis is going to go in and just destroy whoever the hell is guarding him. Like, it is good. Like, that offense is like so well designed. It's incredible.
That trade scares me way more than even the Tobias Harris trade.
100%. 100%. I love Tobias. Tobias is a great third option, but fourth option. I feel like people are going to have issues with the ball in their hands that time. But this is a good move for the Raptors, a decent move. And I'm excited to see Marc Gasol play as well as much as it is. I think hopefully the pain game will be weak. I'm rebounding. Well, this remains to be seen. He's an 8 rebound per game kind of guy. It remains to be seen how if he can be quick and fast with that. So he'll play I think he'll start with Siakam and maybe Serge may come off the bench, but we're not sure about that yet.
Yeah, so this is the big question. What do you think? So you think Gasol is going to start for sure?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think they may do the mix and match thing. Same thing with Jonas and go with the Magic. Because I think obviously you will see him play a lot more. Like,
you think there's any chance because Gasol can space the floor, they start Gasol and Ibaka?
I don't know.
Put Siakam on the bench?
That's an interesting one, though. That'd be interesting to see that, but I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah, I actually think Gasol's going to start a majority of the games. There might be an occasional matchup where they put Serge in, but I think a majority of games, because he's better defensively than even, I know he's older, but he's still better than Jonas defensively. So I think he's going to start, but we'll see.
Financially, the Raptors are good this year, next year, and then the year after, because the year after, Gasol's off the books. You get $25 million off the books. It's not much of an issue there. As well as, I think if Jonas goes off the books next few years, he's going to demand a big contract, right? Uh-huh. And that's going to be the issue where you're going to be in that limbo position where do you pay Jonas upwards of $17 to $18 to $20 million a year? You're running into that issue here. Whereas right now, you've got Gasol in there for 2 years, hopefully 1 year, one plus one. And then you can make a decision on either you're going forward with this or not.
Yeah, I just don't think in the new NBA you can pay centers $20 million anymore. Like, I love Jonas, but as much as he's adapted his game, it's just not for the NBA anymore. And I think a team that pays him $20 million is going to actually regret it.
This is going to be interesting next few weeks ahead. So, especially San Antonio, big San Antonio game coming up next week. So, it's going to be Gasol versus Gasol.
Oh, yes. The Gasol and the DeMar return. Okay, so the last thing is the Raptors are really low on their roster.
They have nine players to fill it.
Nine, but 10 on the roster. So, they have to fill it out. I think they're going to convert one of the two-way players, or maybe both of them, Jordan Lloyd and Chris Boucher. I think they're going to convert Chris Boucher to be their third center. With that being said, they still need about two spots to fill that they need to get from the buyout market. The one, obviously, buyout target that I really wanted is gone already to Indiana, which was Wesley Matthews. Who do you think that the Raptors should target from the buyout market?
Carmelo Anthony.
No, I knew you were going to say that.
No, Carmelo Anthony is... No, I don't want Carmelo Anthony. I do think that out of all these players, I think it's tough, right? I want a three-point shooting. Wayne Ellington would be great, but I'm hearing Wayne Ellington is Detroit's going to be heavily going after Wayne Ellington. Good shooter. But I think Jeremy Lin, Atlanta's saying they're not buying any of these guys out. Jeremy Lin, Vince Carter. I'd be open to Jeremy Lin coming in as like that third DeLon Wright and CJ Miles as, you know, the middle of both.
Yeah, I mean,
he can handle the ball. I think this role, I think he'd be really good just because there's more playing time. He's going to be able to handle the ball and shoot. So Jeremy Lin would fit in really well with the offense at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me that's the trade where we ship out the guys we did and we get back Wayne Ellington and Jeremy Lin in buyouts, like, I would love that trade. I just don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah. Jeff Green, I could live with Jeff Green too.
Jeff Green's great as well. It brings you a little bit of a little different game, though. Now think about it. If you're a Raptors coming off the bench, do you need someone who's gonna as a spot up shooter, or are you looking for a guy who's gonna want touches with the ball? Because remember, you've got Fred VanVleet who needs touches with the ball to get himself going, and as well, you do need Norm also needs some touches as well.
Yeah,
Norm does both, right? So you're thinking maybe a stand up shooter would fit the game a lot more, especially if you've got whoever, Ibaka or Pascal in the paint. So someone who doesn't need the touches but can impact on the three ball percentage.
Yeah, I would go for a shooter. Because the thing is, Marc Gasol is going to come in. He's going to need touches. And even if you move Serge to the bench, Serge needs more touches generally than Valanciunas did too.
Absolutely. So. Guys, get ready for the pick and pop, pick and roll. Like, it's coming to another level. So we're going to see a lot of that. And with Marc Gasol, I'm excited to see Gasol. This is a good move for the Raptors. Big move. Not sure if it was a winning move of the day. I think Milwaukee takes this one. I think Mirotic is freaking ridiculous. Again, I don't know his contract situation, so it's going to be a little tough for them, but they're all in. The East is basically Philadelphia, Raptors, Milwaukee. Have basically said, we're going all in for sure. I still don't understand. Like, Boston's been rising at the moment, so it's pretty interesting at this moment of time. So who knows?
Boston is keeping all their chips for one player.
They're going after the AD. That's another funny one. But that's what we'll talk about later. I don't want to bore everyone with this one.
Yeah, so we'll see. Great trade deadline. It's fun when there's things that are open in the East, because like all these teams are reacting to one another.
Also, just want to say, if Vince Carter becomes available, do you go after him? Last one.
Yeah, 100%. Especially if you have an open roster spot. Okay, but Vince Carter has to say he's retiring, and then you go after him. So he plays his last couple games in Toronto. Game 82, when it doesn't matter, they just let Vince Carter run around there for whatever, you know, and then he just sits on the bench and enjoys his time in Toronto. That's what I want out of Vince. I don't need him. I don't need him to play any minutes.
I'd take Vince any day, man. Vince would be awesome. But regardless, Let's see what happens in the buyout market. Next time is buyout. This week, I think we'll see a lot of buyouts coming, and we'll talk more then.